The Austria Index ended its session today 0.4% to the good. It was green across the board. Industrials are closing 0.6% higher. Financials and resources gaining 0.25%. In studio now for the markets wrap is Francois Mulakawa from Resco Asset Management. Francois, welcome. Nice to see you. Thank you. We have to start off with the U.S. jobs number coming in at a loss for September, 33,000.
Of course. I think it's a difficult one to make sense of. Obviously, hurricanes impacted it quite a bit. But the unemployment rate was low, which is good. I don't think the Fed would really take too much notice of this. It's one-off kind of effect. They have been quite hawkish. I think they'll stick to that.
So nothing too major in terms of interest rate outlook because of this number?
I don't think so. I think you need to always look at the one-offs and kind of take that into account.
Yeah. On to local stocks. A big move today in Lonmin.
Yeah, I mean, Lonmin this morning coming out with quite good news.
Yeah.
Two pieces of good news. Firstly, they said that their creditors are waiving their tangible net worth covenant. So until March 2018 at least. And they also said that they've received final approval for their Pandora JV to kind of finish that deal off. Why is this good news for Lonmin? Firstly, I think the market was putting quite a high probability of them breaching the covenants. So, of course, if Lonmin do breach their covenant, that's quite a bit of platinum supply coming out the market. And the platinum market has been in quite a bit of oversupply.
Yeah.
And then also the Pandora JV allows them to defer up to 2.6 billion rand in capex. So what they can basically do is keep on mining horizontally, which is great for them, puts them in a better, more liquid position. So, yeah, great for Lonmin.
So, Francois, do you like the stock?
I'd be a bit cautious still. I mean, South African miners... Mining charter uncertainty. I mean, this is good for Lonmin's liquidity, but it's not like they're in a super comfortable position yet.
Yeah.
So
and it's platinum we're talking about. Does platinum have a longer term future? Is the question.
Exactly.
PPC closing about 1% down. Dangote Cement withdrawing its offer.
Yeah, I mean, interesting times for PPC. I think most of this has to do with the AfriSam merger. So Peter Nelson, the chairman, yesterday came out and said they have received some letters from shareholders, and from what he can see, it looks likely that less than 20 or more than 25% of shareholders are going to be opposed to the merger. And of course, you need 75% of the shareholders to approve the merger in order for it to go through. So I think Dangote, well, it's speculation, but it was probably banking on, you know, his offer with the AfriSam merger, and same for Fairfax. You know, they kind of said with their offer that they want the merger to go through. So I think from here on forward, I think there'll be a new merger terms. I don't think it's off the table. But in the current form, it does kind of, it doesn't give full value to PPC. It does kind of undervalue it and gives a bit more value to AfriSam than I would say is fair. So I think we can look for a new merger offer going forward. And then maybe some more offers for PPC. Maybe Dangote comes back in. I don't know. Maybe Fairfax ups their offer.
So that stock closing 1.24% down today, but in big volume. Want to talk about the rand. So sitting at about 13.75, are we heading for 14?
It's difficult to say. I mean, last week the rand did lead emerging market currencies quite a bit lower. I actually attended a investor conference last week with quite a bit of overseas investors there, and the sentiment was quite negative. And I think... the EM trade as a whole, South Africa might be decoupling from the EM trade. That's really what's been holding up our rand. It's been strong. It was at 1270 at a stage, and we definitely thought it's quite strong at those levels. So, but for it to accelerate back to 1370 was quite surprising.
How much further weakness do you see?
Well,
in the short
term? To predict the rand is so difficult. I mean,
Are we heading back for 16 days?
Let me put it this way. If the emerging market trend or trade becomes less attractive to investors, we could easily go back to there. It's a slippery slope.
Yeah. And it's all about what happens in the mid-term budget and the credit rating. So
exactly.
You need a very sharp crystal ball for the rand.
Exactly.
What is your view, Francois, on these new stock exchanges, which are coming up, the third one opening today, A2X?
I think it's excellent for competition, at least. I mean, the JSE has been the dominant or the only stock exchange for a long time. And obviously, it's going to be a little bit of low liquidity to start with smaller companies on the exchange. But competition is always great. I mean, I think if A2X can provide some decent data, That's what we always look for, is some good trading data.
Is there natural caution before brokers get into a new market?
Definitely. I mean, it's like anything else. You want to see how they perform first.
You want to see what their systems are like.
Exactly.
Tell me about Vodacom. Vodacom closing not too bad today, down by 0.3, given its bad news.
Yeah. So yesterday, the Competition Commission obviously announced that it will be investigating a deal Vodacom received from, or a tender they received from
Treasury.
From Treasury. I think it was a 4-year, 5 billion rand deal, so it's significant for Vodacom. And I think this is all part of, I mean, the Competition Commission are looking to investigate Vodacom in terms of dominance, and they want data prices to come down. So I think this is just the start of quite a bit of investigating
in the telecom space. And hey, it's yet another windfall for the Competition Commission.
Exactly.
Who's your stock pick?
My stock pick today is a US one. They're called Lam Research. They actually manufacture the equipment used to manufacture semiconductors. Now, the semiconductor space is looking, I mean, increasingly attractive to us. If you just think about where this world is going, smart devices,
yeah,
big data, AI, all these kinds of things. What you're also seeing is semiconductors becoming more and more sophisticated. Now, Lam Research focus on the very high end of sophistication, and the equipment they sell is immensely expensive, but you need the equipment to make the semiconductors.
So, and that stock is listed on the NASDAQ?
On the NASDAQ, yes.
Would you say it's a longer-term hold, short-term trade?
I think it's definitely a longer-term hold. I mean, I know the tech stocks, especially on the NASDAQ, have done exceptionally well, and investors are getting quite scared. I mean, some of these guys have done more than 100% big stocks. But, I mean, the longer-term tailwinds are there. Mm. Semiconductors are going to be around for a long time.
Data's
until just
the next
get
big wave, Francois. Okay, we haven't got too much time, but I must ask you, how concerned should we be about what's going on in Spain?
I don't think it's affecting markets that much right now. I mean, I don't see the Catalan independence as a massive win or loss. Sure, there will be companies affected by it, but I don't think...
But there could be potential effects on the markets next week if it all goes horribly patient.
We might see some things come out next week, but nothing to the scale of Brexit,
yeah,
I wouldn't say. So something to keep is something to keep our jobs fun, but nothing major.
On that note, Francois, thank you so much.
Pleasure.
That was Francois Mulakawa from Resco Asset Management. Who's your stock pick?
My stock pick today is a US one. They're called Lam Research. They actually manufacture the equipment used to manufacture semiconductors. Now, the semiconductor space is looking, I mean, increasingly attractive to us. If you just think about where this world is going, smart devices,
yeah,
big data, AI, all these kinds of things. What you're also seeing is semiconductors becoming more and more sophisticated. Now, Lam Research focus on the very high end of sophistication, and the equipment they sell is immensely expensive, but you need the equipment to make the semiconductors.
So, and that stock is listed on the NASDAQ?
On the NASDAQ, yes.
Would you say it's a longer-term hold, short-term trade?
I think it's definitely a longer-term hold. I mean, I know the tech stocks, especially on the NASDAQ, have done exceptionally well, and investors are getting quite scared. I mean, some of these guys have done more than 100% big stocks. But, I mean, the longer-term tailwinds are there. Mm. Semiconductors are going to be around for a long time. Data's
until
just
the next
get
big
bigger.
Way, Francois.